Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Earners, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit.
What do you think of ChatGPT 4.0 demonstration that was released last week, and how innovative of an update is it for the company? And let's play a video, actually. I think we have a video. So
Incredible.
Let's run that.
We asked the live audience on X to submit few requests for what they would like us to try out here. So I will take a couple of prompts. Okay. Bot Gaskar wants to know if GPT-4o is capable of real-time translation. Mark, you want to try this one?
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Right. I speak Italian, so we can just do English-Italian.
Try to do English-Italian. Sure, let's do it. Hey, ChatGPT, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking. How about you? How's your day going?
I'm doing great. So I would like you to function as a translator. I have a friend here who only speaks Italian, and I only speak English. And every time you hear English, I want you to translate it to Italian. And if you hear Italian, I want you to translate it back to English. Is that good?
Perfetto.
Mark, io mi chiedo, se le balene potessero parlare, cosa ci direbbero?
Mike, she wonders if whales could talk, what would they tell us?
They might ask, how do we solve linear equations?
Potrebbero chiederci, come risolviamo le equazioni lineari?
Sicuramente, sì.
Certainly, yes.
Great, looks like it works.
I'm going to be very honest. When I saw it, I said, thank God Apple is partnering with them to help improve Siri, because if not, Siri would have been dead. Most product demos kind of overhype what they're going to deliver. As soon as you sent me the video, yeah, I went and tested it right away. It's almost better than what they talked about on the demo.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is definitely product of the year, hands down. Poor Duolingo. As soon as that translation came out, the stock dropped. If I was the CEO, I would be in shambles.
Yeah.
I think this is the best product I've seen in maybe 5 or 6 years. They keep finding ways to be better. Apple, I know you did the partnership, but you need to find a way. Because once they integrate into that Siri platform and make Siri better, people are going to say, let me just use GPT instead.
Oh, yeah, I think Siri's dead.
It's over with.
Yeah.
It's over with.
I saw the clip first, and then I watched the 27-minute actual piece of the demonstration. I was blown away. And so I just had to send. I was trying to send it to everybody I could, because once I saw the generative AI assistant, I'm like, oh, it's here.
Yeah,
it's already here. And so when you're talking about having it take meetings and it being aware of what's being said in the meetings and taking notes about the meetings, but then on top of
awareness,
it actually gave input.
Yeah,
right. So it's actually listening to the voices that are in the meeting, translating it, dissecting it, but actually taking the cognitive awareness to actually have input inside of the meeting. So this isn't just like, what is that, Otter, where it just records?
Yeah.
This is actually giving me feedback, which I had never seen before. The language translation thing, I think, for especially people who travel a lot. It's
phenomenal.
To be able to adapt language in real time at the speed that it was doing in the demonstration, I think is absolutely insane. It's a game changer. We talked about the partnership with Apple. Mm-hmm. I think it was perfect. They knew this was coming.
Yeah, absolutely. They had to get in front of it.
They knew it was coming, but it also spoke, and we spoke about this last week, but it was that partnership. Like, hey, they have a product that we need. We can't be without. I know Microsoft is invested in heavy.
Yeah.
We need to work together because even if they put out a product, is it going to be as advanced? Is it going to be as ready to be used right now? I mean, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Open AI out, Apple.
Yeah,
that was one of the best product demos I've seen probably since the first iPhone.
Steve Jobs. And right after Google announced.
Absolutely.
Right. And so you can see, like, when we're talking about AI wars, it's interesting. Like, we have these conversations and we feel like people are cognizant of what AI is.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk into rooms and people have no idea.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, what does the next 5 years look like? I'm like, look, we need to really be studying this technology, because if we get left behind, I don't know how we catch up.
Yeah.
So to see, they're calling it, was it 4.0? They're just calling ChatGPT 4.0, and to see what Google's announcing the day after, the war is here.
Yeah,
the war is here. The technology is here. It's gonna. I mean, you can implement it right away. It's bigger than just, hey, asking a question, right? Yeah. And I know Google was, and that was one of the things, Charlie. I know you use this all the time. Like, you use it as a search engine.
Yeah.
Right. And so,
so than Google. Yeah.
If we're talking about Google, right? They are known for a search engine. But now, if I have all these things in one place, am I less likely now to go to Google search? I know they have the partnership with Apple too. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Think about if you were a startup and you had the backing of Apple and Microsoft, and you had a better product than both of those empires. They're going to take pole position. Give them like 5 or 6 years if they still in this run. It's going to be really tough. I think we can say like that FANG era is done. We need to have some serious conversations about. And if they find a way to spin off and become publicly traded.
Different story.
It's game, set, match.
Different story.
So let's talk about Microsoft then, because Microsoft obviously, owns half of OpenAI.
Smart move.
Their stock hovering around like $4.25, which is a few dollars short of their 52-week high.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the forecast for Microsoft stock? How high can we see Microsoft stock potentially getting over the next couple of years?
I can see it going maybe to 560, 575. Easily, because they're the benefiter of the OpenAI partnership. And on top of that, they're doing incredibly well in the B2B services area.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I love about the CEO is you don't see him in any scandals. You don't hear him talk unless it's outside of the business. And they have found their footing after they had the lost decade. One of my favorite stocks of all time. And that's why I keep saying the companies with the most money, if they cannot beat an up-and-coming startup, they're going to find a way to partner and or buy it outright.
That's it. That's why when we talk about the operating cash flow, when they have the...
It matters.
I think they were at... I mean, we did this on the call. It was over $100 billion.
Easily.
I mean, when you're talking about that amount of cap, they're going to figure out a way to implement it. Like you said,
if we can't create the technology, we're going to partner with technology, or we're going to buy the company outright and implement it. We're already at $3 trillion. In the next 5 years, are we talking $4 trillion company? They're already number one in market.
Yeah.
Rate. Yeah?
Yeah. I believe. And if you think about it from an analyst standpoint, you don't hear one analyst saying, I have them going down in the next 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
It's rare to get all the analysts at scale to say, no, I only see upside potential. Now, if they do a stock split, that would be even better. I don't know if they'll do that. But they are a media darling, a hedge fund darling, and they're innovating, I would argue, much better than Apple even as this time. So continue to hold Microsoft for a long period of time. I think their CEO is doing a better job than Tim Cook is. Tim Cook, I love you and everyone over at HQ. But I think they definitely will remain the number one company in the world.
So, when you think about the next 3 to 5, I think the two companies that lead, NVIDIA and Microsoft, at some point, will Microsoft decide we're going to create our own?
We'll be smart.
Right? If this is going to be a direct competitor, yeah, and we've seen mega caps work together, we know the path for NVIDIA. We can see the trajectory. Everybody upgrades it. Every quarter, it feels like. And this Wednesday, we'll see. I think they're going to have another blowout quarter. At some point, does Microsoft say, okay, we've been relying on your semis.
Yeah.
We are now going to have enough capital to get a company that we can partner with or build our own?
I think because they're more collaborative, we always talk about collaboration over competition.
Yeah.
I think it would be smart to pay NVIDIA to help make their own division, give them a royalty maybe for 5 or 10 year period, so they don't have to put all those resources in trying to build their own when they're not an expert at that. Like we saw Apple misstep with the crypto market, they missed up with the EV car, had to shut it down. And that kills time. Outside of the capital, you're like, there's other projects Apple could have put money into, and they didn't. So I think it would be smart for Microsoft to partner with NVIDIA or ASML, say, hey, make our own division. We'll give you a royalty for a certain period of time, and after that, we own it outright.
We got some ASML news a little bit later. Yeah. We're going to get into that in a little bit. Yeah.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown.
Ooh.
And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.